Oh, hello. Happy Friday. You just caught me having a big sip of my tea, a sip of my herbal tea. I was having a slurp. That's what I was doing. See, I always think I've got more time than I have. I thought, oh, yes, well, that won't be long. And then I won't be rolling yet, won't be recording. But no, here you are. And I'm sucking on a tea bag. Anyway, so how has your week been? It's been a very great week. I've had the best fucking week ever. Michaela and I have been back in the office and we have been hard at it, man, but hard at it doing cool shit. Like, is that not? There's a thing called hard fun. I can't remember who coined the phrase, but it's a very cool thing. And having hard fun is when you're doing hard work, but it's really fun, which is kind of what Michaela and I do all the time. But we've just had the best week, man. We've been working our little tail feathers off. Oh my God, I'm proud of us. So we've been doing lots of work and we've been talking about all the things we want to do and all the things that we don't want to do and all the things that fuck us off and all the things we can't be bothered with. And I'm really into that. Like, I'm just really into doing stuff you love. And that comes from obviously knowing what you like, but it also comes from a sense of like having the power to go, nah, that's not for me. Now, let me tell you, if you're a bit young, this will happen better with age. You'll get better at it, I promise. But when you're old, you get really good at it because you start to go, do you know what? I don't fucking care anymore. And I'm going to just take all my power back, which is kind of in my era. Now, I've always been very keen on people having power. I love it. And I'm sort of getting more keen. I'm really keen on people kind of deciding what they will and won't tolerate. And I reckon we spend, you know, a third of our lives kind of working out who we are, and then a third of our lives playing a fucking game, don't you reckon? Playing the game, you know, where you're doing all the things you should. And then the third is all about going, do you know what? I now know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I want to do. I know what I have to do. And I know what I'm going to do. That's that. And I'm more fired up about that than ever. Now, that could be just because I'm another year older. Could be because it's the beginning of a year and I quite like a new beginning. It also, I think, has got a lot to do with this old fire horse. I'm pretty excited about the, I've been banging on about this a lot, but I'm pretty excited. So the Chinese have got it sorted with their new year because it doesn't start for another month. So you can, I did an Instagram post about this last week, I think it was. It's like, if you fucked up New Year, start again. You've got a month to prepare. Pretend it's the 31st of November and you're just preparing because you've got a whole month until New Year, which for Chinese New Year is the 17th of Feb. And the year of the horse is coming in, which is very exciting. And horses are very sexy, powerful, albeit I'm a bit scared of horses, a little bit scary sometimes, because you can't control a horse. So we might be out of control in the next year, which is, as a control freak, that's kind of, what am I? I think I'm a reformed control freak. I used to be a control freak and I'm still got a little bit of it. I don't mind a bit of control, don't get me wrong, but I'm getting better at not being in control. I'm getting better at going, meh, la, whatever, that's God's business, not my business. Quite like that. So I love the idea of people taking back their power and people go, oh, I wouldn't know where to start. I wouldn't know where to start. And it's like, well, there's some pretty simple things. There's some pretty simple things you can do. You can start by just saying no and just going, nah. Do you want to do that? Nah. Do you want to come round? Nah. That's it. Now you can have a harsh like, nope. Or you can just have a slow, nah. Nah. I don't reckon, eh? Nah. My eldest son is hilarious at doing whatever the fuck he wants. Like, he's got so much personal power and agency. He's hilarious. How funny is this? Christmas Day, I give him a gift. He unwraps it, looks at me and goes, do you want to give this to someone who'll use it? I'm like, what? He said, do you want to give this to someone who will use it? And I'm thinking, what a prick. And then I'm like, actually, that's really good. Right? And he goes, oh, look, I'm not being offensive, but I honestly won't use it. And it was a very fancy high-end sunscreen. He said, I won't use it. So there's no point because I'll throw it out in 2 years. So you might as well give it to someone who gives a shit about fancy shit because he's not into fancy shit. Well, I just had to laugh. And all day it made me laugh because I thought, that's so funny. Now he's like, opens a gift and then directly just says to my face, do you want to give this to someone who'll actually use it? But I just think it's great. And I kind of taught him to be like that, and I'm kind of proud of him for being like that. Or I'm very proud of him for being like that. I love it. Because it's like, just try going, nah, that's not for me. Nah, I don't really want this gift, eh? Like, here you go, you can stick your gift up your ass. You don't need a dissertation on why you don't want something. You can just go, I won't use it. Thanks so much for thinking of me. I think it's fucking refreshing. Imagine someone just saying to you, look, thanks so much, but look, I won't drink this, eat this, use this, but thanks so much. I appreciate it. And then you can choose to be offended, an offended's choice, or you can just go, actually, yeah, good point. I know someone that might use that, so I'll give it to them. It's beautiful, isn't it? So I think saying no is the first thing. Saying no, turning things down, just saying, nah, I don't want to come. Nah, look, I'm too tired, don't want to do that. Nah, just deciding what works for you and being honest. That's a really big thing. So no is a great weird place to just practice. And in the beginning, it's really hard. And years ago, I remember going to a life coach and I couldn't say no to anyone. And she said, I tell you what, we're going to play a game. And every week you have to piss someone off. And I just want you to say, hey, look, I'm doing a thing at the moment where I'm learning to say no. And I have to piss someone off. And today I've chosen you. That's a nice frame, isn't it? I have chosen you. I'm sorry. You're the person I'm pissing off. I'm going to say no. This is the person. Today, you're the person I'm letting down. That's you. I think that's quite nice. Creating a practice, a daily, I call it a DSP. DSP. Got that from the gorgeous Robert Holden, a happiness teacher. He talks about a DSP. I don't think he made it up. I think lots of people have a DSP. And a DSP is a daily spiritual practice. What is your DSP? Is it sitting in silence for 5 minutes? Is it meditating for 10? Is it chanting? I love a good chant. Oh, it makes me happy. What do you do that connects you to nature, to God, to a higher power, to yourself, to your higher self, to your God self, to whatever you're into, right? What do you do? But creating a little practice just for yourself. Now, it might be sitting in the car for 5 minutes after you turn it off. That might be it. It doesn't have to be all fucking woo-woo. You don't have to have bells around your ankles and a crystal up your ass. You can just sit in the car and just take that moment to connect. You can sit in the car when you arrive somewhere, before you go into work or before you go into home, or, you know, I love that. So that's another way to get your power back. The third way is about reclaiming and auditing relationships, like just going, who drains me? Who am I going to limit myself? And don't tell them. Don't ring them up and say, well, actually, you drain me, because that's weird. Just stop fucking talking. Just stop replying to their messages. Just give it some space, because sometimes you just need space. And that's okay. And no one said, you didn't sign a contract to say you would be available to every bastard every hour. So just go, well, normally I reply straight away, but actually today I'm going to leave it an hour. Tomorrow I'm going to leave it 2 hours. You know, maybe I'll leave it a day. Leave them on the hook. Just don't reply. And that's a good way of just deciding and slowly weaning people off your attention. I reckon that's a good idea. But who doesn't give back? Who are you sick of? Who's taking the piss? Who's always asking for something and never, you know, giving anything back the other way? Who are those people? Just think about who has access, because I think the people who have access to your energy, it should be a privilege. I reckon it's a privilege to have access to you. So you can reclaim a little bit by doing that. Receiving is another one. So you're already going to practice saying no. Now practice receiving. Practice saying yes. Practice saying, I'd love you to mow my lawns. Practice saying, oh, thanks for paying for my coffee. That's the loveliest thing anyone's done for me. You know, don't be all like, oh no. Like, stop refusing help and kindness and love, because then you go, oh no, bastard Emma does anything for me. But the minute someone offers to buy you a sandwich or a coffee, you go, oh my God, stop it. And you get all weird. If someone pays for something, say, thanks. That's fucking lovely. If someone says, I'd like to take you to the movie, say, I would love that. That's the kindest thing that's happened to me this week. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. These are all ways of getting our power back. A physical way of getting your power back is to do something that's good for your body. And that could be drinking more water. It could be taking a supplement that you've bought that sits on the bench. Is that just me? Or maybe it's you too. It could be booking into a personal trainer. It could be taking yourself for a massage. It could be going to bed earlier. It could be massaging your feet before you get into bed so they don't get restless. There's all these things we can do. that give our physical body a wee bit more power. And I'm just so into this. Like, I'm really into, I'm very fucking fired up, which is why I've got a new program at the end of the month called Fired Up. And the cool thing is you can pay whatever you want. So everyone can come because you can pay what you want and it's online. So it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter whether you've got money or not, just come, because it's going to be 3 weeks where we're going to get fired up. We're going to have a week before Chinese New Year to get really clear on what we're doing. And then we've got 2 weeks afterwards just to kick the year off properly. Because I'm so passionate about this. I want people to live amazing lives. I want you to have a life you love. And the life you love may not be the life I love, right? We all want different things. That's what's so cool. I love that. And so it's like, what do you want? And let's go for it. Stop fucking wasting heartbeats, because, you know, you could be dead in a minute, right? And we're not getting any younger. Who's getting younger? Not me. So I think we need to just throw everything to the wind and fucking go for it and just get on with living. Because at the moment, a lot of you are just existing. You're not really living. So liberating people from boring old fucking boring lives is my favourite thing. And I can't wait. So I want you to go and do something this weekend that you're going to love. I'm going to a festival of pottery. Oh, last week I was at a festival of stationery. It's a festival for everything. I like it. So I'm doing that. What else am I doing? I'm cooking dinner for my gorgeous cousin who's coming back from overseas and his family. So that's going to be lovely. Big whānau, bit of a barbecue. You know, I like a burnt chop and a buttery spud. So that's what we'll be doing. And then I'm doing some printmaking. Oh, I'm opening up my creative portal. I'm doing creative things. So go find something creative to do. Find something powerful to do. Make a little stand. Just do one thing today where you either say no or you let someone do something nice for you. Get some power back. I reckon that's my observation for the week. People need more power in their lives. Do a Superman pose, stick your hands up in the air like you're the muscliest fucking bitch in the world and go, yeah, baby, I am powerful. I'm powerful. That's what you do. Say every morning, I'm powerful. Good morning, you powerful bitch. Right, good morning, Morena. That's what I want you to say. Right, have a powerful weekend. See you soon.